This weekend, the Senate has convened a special session to debate the merits on confirming federal judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. A vote is expected on Monday, and that means Barrett could potentially be installed on the Supreme Court early next week, just days before the presidential election. Tonight, we want to give you a look at the timeline. President Trump nominated Judge Barrett in a Rose Garden ceremony on September 26th. Confirmation hearing started October 12th. Barrett then spent 4 days testifying in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. The 12 Republican members of the committee voted to send her nomination to the full Senate on October 22nd. Democratic members boycotted this vote. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called a special session this weekend to debate her nomination. He has called for a procedural vote on Sunday, with a final vote expected on Monday. The Senate just needs a simple majority of 50 senators to confirm Barrett as an associate justice. Republicans hold 53 Senate seats, and that means Barrett's confirmation is almost certain. News Nation reporter Morgan Wright is in Washington tonight with both sides of the debate.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation has reached the Senate floor.
Before we go any further, we should shut off the cameras, close the Senate, and talk face to face.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer tried to delay the effort by forcing the chamber into a closed session to debate the nominee privately, but it was just a bump in the road toward confirmation.
They have the vote. That's the hard reality.
Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal and Maryland Senator Ben Cardin say Democrats have not given up on blocking Barrett's nomination.
We're still going to continue to work to try to get two more Republican senators.
Democrats say they take issue with Republicans' focus on confirming Judge Barrett instead of passing more COVID relief.
McConnell is rushing through a nomination, but not a COVID package, so it's very frustrating.
The quickest confirmation process in modern history, an abomination of a process that makes a mockery of the Senate and the Constitution.
But Senate Republicans maintain Barrett is one of the most qualified people to ever be nominated.
Every American should celebrate the fact that a woman of this character and qualifications and knowledge of the law will be serving on the Supreme Court.
Republicans insist that no amount of Democratic foot dragging will stop the confirmation.
Polls clearly reflect the American people want her confirmed.
The full Senate is on track for a final vote on the Barrett confirmation Monday, and shortly after, Judge Barrett is likely to be sworn in as Justice Barrett. Reporting in Washington, I'm Morgan Wright.